In many ways, the first 50 years of Adlai Stevenson's life was spent in preparation for the days he would make his contribution to international understanding. According to American lights, he was an aristocrat. On his father's side, the grandson and namesake of the vice president during the second administration of Grover Cleveland. On his mother's side, the grandson of the man who first proposed Abraham Lincoln for the presidency. These were his birthright. In his own right, following the completion of his education, Stevenson held a number of legal posts in the national administration of Franklin Roosevelt, culminating in 1945 with his appointment as a representative to the conference in San Francisco that established the United Nations. 3 years later, in 1948, he entered the political arena and was elected governor of Illinois in a landslide. When President Harry S. Truman announced he would not run for re-election in 1952, the Democratic Party began a search for a standard-bearer. When his name was mentioned, Stevenson protested that he did not want the nomination. But the party drafted him, and he told the delegates gathered in Chicago,
"I accept your nomination and your program. And now, my friends, that you have made your decision, I will fight to win that office with all my heart and my soul."
The Republican nominee was war hero Dwight Eisenhower, and the election proved no contest. As the return spelled defeat for Stevenson that November, he told the people, "I have lost, but I have said what I mean and meant what I said. No man can do more, and you are entitled to no less." Then he added,
"Someone asked me as I came in down on the street how I felt. And I was reminded of a story that a fellow townsman of ours used to tell, Abraham Lincoln. And they asked him how he felt once after an unsuccessful election. He said he felt like a little boy who had stubbed his toe in the dark. That he was too old to cry, but it hurt too much to laugh."
While the electoral vote was a lopsided 442 to 89, Stevenson managed to roll up 27 million popular votes, 3 million more than were cast for Truman in his successful 1948 campaign. Adlai Stevenson had made his mark on the nation and his party, and in 1956, he sought and won the nomination again. In his acceptance address to the Chicago Convention, he said,
"I come here on a solemn mission. I accept your nomination and your program. 4 years ago, I stood in this same place and uttered those same words to you. But 4 years ago, I did not seek the honor that you bestowed upon me. This time, as you may have noticed, it was not entirely unsolicited."
During the campaign, he would discuss that convention in unconventional style.
"I remember at the height of the convention, I walked boldly into a marching group of my supporters. The leader was an immense woman who was clearly about to become a mother. And she was carrying a huge poster saying, 'Stevenson is the man.'"
But the result at the polls was the same as 4 years earlier, an overwhelming victory for Eisenhower.
"To you who are disappointed, let me confess that I am too. Here in America, the people have made their choice in a vigorous partisan contest that has affirmed again the vitality of the democratic process. And I say, God bless partisanship, for this is democracy's lifeblood."
Looking back on his two unsuccessful efforts, Stevenson often told this story.
"I take some comfort in the philosophy of a taxi driver who said to me one time, why did you run for president anyway? And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, if you run for president, and you're elected, you've got nothing to look forward to.
In Los Angeles in the summer of 1960, the Democrats prepared to select the man who would carry them to victory in the fall. And Adlai Stevenson was the choice of the galleries.
I won't attempt to tell you how grateful I am for this tumultuous and moving welcome to the 1960 Democratic Convention. I have, however, an observation. After getting in and out of the Biltmore Hotel in this hall, I've decided that I know who you're going to nominate. It will be the last survivor.
The enthusiasm of the spectators at that convention was brought to a near frenzy by this memorable nominating address by Senator Eugene McCarthy of Minnesota.
I submit to you a man who is not the favorite son of any one state. I submit to you the man who is the favorite son of 50 states. And not only of 50 states, but the favorite son of every country in the world in which he is known. Of the favorite son in every country in which he is unknown, but in which some spark, even though unexpressed, by way of desire for liberty and freedom, still lives. This favorite son I submit to you, Adlai Stevenson of Illinois!
But Stevenson had mounted no serious effort to win the nomination, and on the first ballot it went to John F. Kennedy. In a meeting room in a Los Angeles hotel, surrounded by his admirers, Stevenson bid a fond farewell to the political wars.
Here in the year 1960 was born a new political spirit in the death of an old political cause.
In two campaigns and a brief fling at the 1960 convention, he had demonstrated that moral values were relative to politics, that intelligence, wit, and meaning were vital parts of the public dialogue on any and all issues. He had reorganized the Democratic Party and paved the way for the successful New Frontier of 1960 with his own New America theme of 1956. While he did not attain the high office he sought, Adlai Stevenson left his indelible mark on the nation's political life.